As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're pleased to be joined right now by Bob Nightingale and, of course, Odyssey MLB Insider. An Insider Call is presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for everyday industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, how you doing, Steve?
Yeah, good to visit with you. Here we are, and I want to start with something you sent out. I really try not to look at the standings too much early in the year, but the NL West, Bob, is on fire early.
Yeah, I mean, the NL West is almost like the old AL East, Steve, and you're so powerful. I think the National League is just a so powerful. Used to be the American League, used to be the king of the two leagues. Now it's a National League. You know, even this past winter, pretty much all the best free agents, you know, all went to National League side. But if you say, okay, who's this, you know, seven or eight best teams in baseball, you'd probably say, you know, seven of those eight teams are all the National League. Is that good?
Yeah, and Bob, when you look at the L.A. Dodgers, they are the big payroll team, used to be the New York Yankees. The American League East used to be the payroll division. Of course, the Boston Red Sox, they've scaled back. The L.A. Dodgers, year in and year out, they go all in, and that's forced clubs like the Giants and Padres to step up.
You know, it does. I mean, the Padres have a big payroll. You know, the Giants are right below the luxury tax. Even Arizona is over $190 million payroll. So if you want to compete with the big boys, you better spend. And that's what they've done. But you look at the Padres, though. I think they've had 13 home games, Steve. They've sold out 11 of them. I mean, that place is on fire. People love the Padres. And, you know, they should have knocked off the Dodgers last year. They had them by the throats, up 2-1, in the best of 5, game 4 in San Diego. Got beat 8-0. And go to L.A. for game 5 and got beat 2-0. But, you know, they're a very, very good team. So, yeah, if you want to get in the playoffs in the National League West, you better win 90 games.
Yeah, and by the way, I mentioned when I ran through the scores today in the big leagues, by the way, Twins and Braves coming up with our lineup card 19 minutes away at 5:30, and weather no problem in Atlanta this weekend. Colorado on the flip side, 3-15. Looks like it'll be another long year in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for them, and you know, talking to them in spring training, they said, man, we wish we were in NL Central to AL Central. You know, at least you can compete in those two divisions. And, yeah, it's going to be a long time before they can compete in NL West. And, you know, the days when they were in the playoffs and had the wild cards, you know, they never won the division, but obviously been in the World Series in 2007. But, you know, they're years and years away from being a contender.
Yeah, and Bob, when we talked about the Dodgers and then the Padres and the Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks trying to compete with that in the NL West, I think it illustrates the haves and have-nots financially in Major League Baseball. And even at the start of the 2025 season, we continue to hear about this next collective bargaining agreement. And it's fair to say storm clouds are gathering over the game. There's no doubt that is an underlying theme all around the game.
No, absolutely, Steve. And talking to one owner the other day, he says they have the votes right now to have a lockout, you know, which is the votes. But you're right. I mean, the big thing is just a TV money difference, where the Dodgers are making about $330 million a year off TV. You know, the Yankees, Red Sox have their, you know, Mets have their own networks. And so when you're a team like the Dodgers, you know, bringing $330 a year, and then, you know, a lot of teams, including the Twins, probably in the $35 to $40 million range, that's tough to compete.
Yeah, and there's talk that there's no way the players will ever agree to a salary cap, but in reality, salary caps are a reality in the NFL, the NBA, the NHL. There are hard cap leagues. I know there's luxury tax provisions, etc. But on the flip side, even the clubs that maybe aren't in the big markets are spending more, and you would think at some point that the owners would love to see a hard cap and maybe a floor on the flip side, because I know the bigger clubs like the Dodgers, the Yankees over the year, I remember when George Steinbrenner was still alive, there was a lot of resentment of these smaller clubs not spending money to compete. That wasn't good for the game either.
No, you're absolutely right, Steve. And, you know, talking to small market owners, I say we have to have a floor. You know, they bring up the Pittsburgh Pirates, for instance. Yeah, if you're getting $60 million in revenue sharing and your payroll is barely above that, it's like, you know, why have revenue sharing if the owners are going to, you know, pocket all the money? So that's not right either. I know the floor came up in the last labor negotiations, but the union thought, okay, if you have a floor, it means you're going to have, you're going to want to have a ceiling too. But something's got to give. You know, a couple executives have told me, you know, obviously the money is not a deterrent. You know, how about draft picks? How about you strip draft picks so teams can't draft the first couple rounds? You know, that would be a big hardship. You know, maybe that would kind of curb the spending.
Yeah, and there's still a long way between now and then. You have the 25 season and then 26 before the collective bargaining agreement. But as you pointed out, Bob, end of 26, we certainly could see a lockout.
Yeah, it's hard to talk to anybody on either side, Steve, that doesn't predict that, unfortunately. Yeah. It's like, you know, Lomas, like, it reminds you of 94-95. And I think the question is, there's going to be a lockout. The only question is, how long is it going to be?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the start of this season. We're still here in the middle of April. One of the teams that stands out for me that really has struggled out of the gate, and that's who the Twins are playing this weekend in Atlanta, are the Braves. They figured to be a contender in the NL East, and you know they've staggered out of the gate. They had a nice rally and unfortunately beat the Twins Friday night with five runs in the eighth to win it 6-4. But of any club in the NL, maybe they stand out more than any is being a surprise poor start to the season.
No, I agree with you, Steve. I mean, a couple of things is that, you know, they will get better. But, you know, you open the season with seven straight games against the Padres and Dodgers. You know, that's a bad formula. And the Jerks and Profar. I mean, they didn't spend much money off season. The money they spent was on Profar. $42 million over 3 years. He get popped for PEDs. It's like, okay, now what's he going to look like, you know, now that he's clean? You know, we won't know until, you know, mid-July when he comes back. But those two things, you know, a big hit for that Atlanta franchise. I still think that bounce back, though. I still think they have way too much talent. They just got Spencer Strider back, pitch Wednesday, lights out. And they're going to get Ronald Acuna, you know, the MVP of 2 years ago. He'll be back in May.
Yeah, and Bob, now jumping to the AL Central and the Detroit Tigers out of the gate strong. a big surprise to get to the postseason a year ago, and it looks like the Tigers are really on the right track and have a nice young ball club.
They really do. They went through a lot of growing pains there. I mean, what they did in the September last year, having that finishing kick, it was like, okay, is it going to carry over? It has. A very good young ball club. If they had able to get Alex Bregman, I think they might have run away with the thing. So, no, they're the clear-cut favorite to win the division. You know, when you have two horses like you have in the Scubo and also Casey Mize, yeah, that's tough to beat. So, no, I think they're the team to beat, you know, over Kansas City and everybody else.
Yeah, and we're certainly familiar with the twin struggles in the division and, of course, the White Sox bringing up the rear again. About the Chicago situation, what's going to happen there? They can't continue this way. They're not drawing. People are very unhappy, and the White Sox, well, they have been around a long, long time. I can't imagine the fans are going to put up with this much longer.
No, I mean, attendance is way down, and you lose 121 games last year. Mm. They're on pace to do the same thing again this year. It's like, okay, you're going to have a rebuild, but you better get it right. They really haven't hit any trades. They better hit right on the Crochet trade, or it's going to be a disaster. I mean, they gave away Kopech. You know, too many guys, and they did not get enough for them. That window that they had, they already went through a rebuilding just about 5-6 years ago. And the window is only open a year and a half or two. That's inexcusable. So we'll see what happens. If they lose 120 games again, then it's like back to the drawing board.
Yeah, and what about the ownership situation there, Bob? Do you think anything ultimately is going to change? You know, they covet a ballpark near the loop. They don't want to be on the south side on the Dan Ryan. What is it? Rate Field now, used to be Guaranteed Rate Field. That they're unhappy there. There's a lot going on, and you know the White Sox are an important franchise in the American League.
No, they are, and they would like to get moved to Soldier Field and get some public funding for that. Where teams make their killing now is when they have property and restaurants and bars by the ballpark. You don't got too far from St. Louis, the ballpark village, the gold mine for the Cardinals. The Battery is great. McGregor Square for the Rockies. That's where you make the big money. You know, even the Mets are about to put a casino on their parking lot. So they don't have anything around there. So they want to move closer to the city and see what happens. But to be honest, I mean, you can have Steve Cohen as the owner, buy some players, but it's not going to make much difference. You need a lot more help than that. And they can get Juan Soto, you're still going to lose 100 games.
Yeah. Insider Call is brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider, longtime MLB writer for USA Today. And Bob, we talk about the Twins. Speaking of ownership, any news on that front? I know the Pollett family had explored selling the team in the offseason. Things have quieted down quite a bit. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, been very quiet, Steve. I mean, no one has come up with the 1.7 that they want. The team has got over $400 million in debt. Attendance is way down. I saw the lowest attendance in the history of the ballpark the other day. So, they're losing some money there. And so, investors will say, wait a minute now. I know a guy that wants to invest, look at the book and say, wait a minute now, I'm not paying 1.7 for that. So we'll see if somebody steps up. I mean, obviously the Ishby guy, that's a minority owner of the White Sox, looked into it. He wanted to buy the team. He looked at books and said, I'm not paying that kind of money. So we'll see what happens. But it's not like people are, crawling to buy the Twins. They're probably going to have to lower that asking price.
Yeah, and the thing is, Target Field's a gem, still, you know, widely praised as one of the top five ballparks at MLB. I mean, there's a lot of amenities, a long time history. There's a lot of positives with this team right now, but they aren't winning and not drawing.
Yeah, no, I told a friend of mine that looked into the Twins, I still think it's a gold mine. You're exactly right, Steve. I'll put PNC, as far as new ballparks, number one in Pittsburgh. I'll put, you know, if they're one, I put a, you know, Target Field is 1A. Gorgeous ballpark. Great fan base. And I think once the team is sold, I think people are getting excited, like, okay, they're going to start spending some money here and everything else. So it's too good of a franchise to just kind of, you know, be mediocre. There's no reason in the world, you know, the Twins shouldn't be sitting on top of that division year after year, or at least being contending year after year.
Well, Bob, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update on what's going on around the big leagues, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right, look forward to it. Take care, Steve.
There he is, Bob Knight, Odyssey MLB Insider, and of course, Insider Calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by.